Thou has beautified their wrong and the evil, and he has made it look attractive. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ, which has become a barrier for them and has become an obstacle for them to see the correct light. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam mentions in one hadith, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ ظَهْرِهَا. When the wealthy amongst you, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ, when your leaders will be the evil amongst you, and the wealthy amongst you will start hoarding their wealth, and your woman will be made in charge of your affairs, then, oh my Sahaba, when these three things become prevalent, then remember you are better off beneath the soil than above the soil. When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was informed that Kisra had made his daughter in charge of him in his absence, and a woman was ruling, then he mentioned, لَنْ يُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَةً, that nation will never be successful, and that nation will never gain success and prosperity whom they have made a woman in charge of their affairs. This is the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No Nabi came, no Nabi was a woman. This is the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that the breadwinner of the house is a man. This is the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that a man will get married to four women, and a woman it is not permissible for her to have two husbands. This is all in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept the honor of woman, the status of woman, the maqam of woman in the four walls of a house. Allah Paak, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions in one hadith, المرأة إذا صلت خمسها وصامت شهرها وأطاعت بعلها فلتدخل من أي أبواب الجنة شاءت. When a woman fasts in the month of Ramadan, performs her five times salah, and then ensures that she fulfills the need of her husband, she speaks to the needs and the rights of her husband, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions, the eight doors of Jannah are open for her, she has the choice and the option to enter from whichever door she wants. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told the Sahaba ikram, O my Sahaba, when they intended to prostrate before him, do not prostrate before me. هَذَا تَفْعَلُهُ الْأَعَاجِمُ بِمُلُوكِهَا, this is what the people do before their kings. وَلَسْتُ بِمَلِكٍ, I am not a king. لَوْ كُنْتُ عَامِرًا أَخَدًا أَنْ يَسْجُدَ لِأَخَدٍ لَأَمَرْتُ الْمَرْأَةَ أَنْ تَسْجُدَ لِزَوْجِهَا. If I was to command anyone to prostrate before anyone, I would have commanded the wife to prostrate before her husband. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ كَانَ مِنْ قَدَمِهِ إِلَى مَفْرَقِ رَأْسِهِ قَرْحَةٌ تَتَفَجَّرُ بِالْقَيْحِ وَالصَّدِيدِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبَلَتْهُ فَلَفِسَتْهُ مَا أَدَّتْ حَقَّهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. I take the oath of that being in whose control is my life. If the husband has a cut on his head or he has a wound on his head from which blood and pus is flowing, and the wife comes and she licks this blood and she licks this pus, I take the oath of that being in whose control is my life, wallah, then too she has not fulfilled the rights of her husband. Likewise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his Hajjatul Wada, he told his Sahaba ikram, فَاسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا, be good to the woman, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and fulfill the rights of your wives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ, the best amongst you is he who is the best to his wife, and I am the best to my wives. The conduct of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is azwaj mutahharat, wallah, is beyond our comprehension. The human mind cannot fathom and perceive such a Nabi of such a caliber, such a great person. But when he came home and he conducted himself as a husband, then how tolerant he was with the azwaj mutahharat. By way of example, on one occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was at Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's place. When one of the Azwaj Mutahharat sent a platter of food, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, after all it was the ghairat of a woman, she could not accept this, that my husband is at my place and I am feeding him, why must you send food? Feed Nabi alayhi salam when he comes to your house. She takes the platter of food, this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, and she drops it on the floor and she topples it. The food is also scattered and the plate also shatters and breaks into bits and pieces. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, look at the level of tolerance that was found in Nabi alayhi salam. He says, gharat ummukum, it looks like your mother has become angry. He picks up the Mubarak food, then puts it on the table and then he eats it himself. And this is the ta'aleem that he gave to the whole ummah at large. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, إِذَا سَقَطَتْ لُقْمَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ, when you are eating and your muscle falls on the floor, pick it up And when yumitha ma kana biha min adan, remove the dirt that has settled on that muscle, wal yakulha, and partake from that muscle, wala yada'ha lishaytan, and do not leave that muscle for the devil. He eats that food and then he says, oh Aisha, the platter has been broken, make sure that you return this platter to the woman that has sent. That is all Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam mentioned. So this is the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Anyway, this woman was ruling over these people. And as I mentioned, that Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, that nation, the leader of whom is a woman, will never be successful in material of their power, in material of their weapons, in material of their progress. This is in the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created insan, Allah has created the male and the female, Allah knows best the needs of both, and Allah knows best the talent of both, because Allah has created them. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, when he was informed of this, he was surprised, he was shocked, and he ignored reprimanding Hudhud. That whole issue was forgotten. Allahu Akbar. Now let us go on. What does the bird say? Allah yasjudu lillahi alladhi yukhriju al-khaba'a fi as-samawati wal-ardi wa ya'lamu ma tukhfuna wa ma tu'lirun. Oh Sulaiman, they are prostrating to the sun, they are prostrating to the moon, they are prostrating to everything other than Allah. Why don't they prostrate to Allah? The bird is saying, Shaykh Shabuni mentions that this is the speech of the bird. Likewise, Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that most probably, understanding the verses of the Quran, it looks like this is the continuation of what Hudhud was telling Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam. That she is prostrating to the sun. Why doesn't she prostrate to Allah? From there we can understand the level of recognition that even the animal kingdom has of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Everything hymns the glory of Allah, but you cannot hear it. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ. The praising of Allah by the different animals and by the different creation is in different ways. Some animals Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have created them, and their appearance itself is in a form of ruku. Look at the trees that are hymning the glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was returning from one safar, and on the way he met one villager. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked him, "Ila ayn, where are you off to?" He says, "I am returning back to my family." Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, "Do you want to accept Islam?" He says, "I don't mind accepting, provided you can give me some substantial proof and evidence about the reality of Islam." Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, nearby there was one tree. فَدَعَاهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. In Kanzul Ummal, this hadith is there. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam called this tree. This tree came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. فَأَقْبَلَتْ تَخُدُّ الْأَرْضُ خَدَّى أَيْ تَشُقُّهَا شَقَّى. This tree came tearing through the earth, came in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and then three times in the Arabic language in front of this villager and all the sahaba that were present, this three mentioned, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka abdullahi wa rasuluh. I testify that there is no deity, no power, no ism other than Allah, and I testify that you are the Nabi of Allah, and not only that you are the Nabi of Allah, but that you are the final Nabi of Allah. This villager, witnessing this miracle of Nabi alayhi salam, accepted iman there and there, went back to his people, and then invited them towards Allah. So every creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that it is only this insan and jinnat that has been given the option of obeying Allah and disobeying Allah. Apart from that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told the skies and the earth when he created them, اِعْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Allah said, come into existence, whether willingly or reluctantly, but you have to come into existence. قَالَ تَعَتَيْنَا تَعِئِينَ. Oh Allah, we are coming in the form of the skies, as you desire our creation, not reluctantly but willingly. Every creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِي يَسْبَحُونَ. Allah says, the sun cannot pass its time, it cannot exceed its time, it cannot overtake the moon, that suddenly 12 o'clock midday, you see, suddenly it becomes night, or likewise midnight, suddenly it becomes day. Now kullun fi falaki yasbahun. Every creation of Allah is floating in the orbit for which Allah has created it. It cannot rise 1 second early or 1 second late. It cannot set 1 second early or 1 second late. Everything is on the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has given insan this option. And he mentions in the Quran, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. If we wanted, we could also compel insan and give insan no option, then he has to accept my faith. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, in my hikmat and my wisdom, I gave insan this option. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Those who want to accept iman, the ball is in their court. The doors are open to them. Those that want to refuse iman, the ball is in their court. The doors are open. But remember, the abode of both will be different. So this bird, Allahu Akbar, Ajib, listen to this, my brothers and sisters. What does he say? أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. Why don't they prostrate to that Allah who takes out the hidden things from the earth? Why don't they prostrate to that Allah who causes the vegetation to grow? Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, commentating on this verse, writes a very ajeeb thing. He says the bird in praising Allah could praise Allah in many ways. And this bird could say, why don't they prostrate to that Allah who created the skies? Why don't they prostrate to that Allah who created the earth? But because the sustenance of this bird was, it used to dig from the earth and it used to take out those seeds and eat on that. So this bird was obligated to this particular ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And this bird was aware of this ni'mat of Allah because the sustenance of this bird was based on this ni'mat of Allah. That is why praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the many attributes and the many qualities of Allah, the bird highlights this particular quality. Why don't they prostrate to that Allah who causes that bird, that seed to germinate? Allah mentions, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. The very opening verses of the 20th juz of the Quran, that whole page, Allah gives several challenges to humanity at large till the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, who causes the water to descend? And who causes the seed to germinate? Allah says, مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. With your modern technology and progress, you can progress as far as you want to with your might and your health and your wealth and your strength. You never possess the ability, you do not possess the ability, and you will never possess the ability of making that seed germinate. It is only your Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. And وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. Allah knows that what you conceal and that what you announce. This is the quality of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing but nothing is hidden from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. Let us rest assured, what we committed in the past, what we are thinking of even at this moment, the wrong that we have done, perhaps we have forgotten, we have kept it a secret from others, but nothing is hidden from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What does the bird say? الله لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم. Ajib, my brothers and sisters, today the animal kingdom has recognized Allah so much. This hudud is speaking about Allah so much that today you and I cannot introduce our Allah in this manner. We can introduce our children, I mara poiro che, I mara dhani che, I mari gari che, I maru gar che. We can introduce everything of ours. Unfortunately, if someone tells us, this is a kafir, introduce your Allah to this kafir. Tell this kafir who your Allah is. Allah forgive us, we have absolutely no knowledge how we can introduce Allah. Yet we can introduce our kitchen, our house, our this, our that, but we are dumbfounded when it comes to the introduction of Allah. Sahaba, if you ask them about the dunya, they knew nothing. You ask them about material things, they knew nothing. But you ask them to speak about Allah, they could speak for hours about Allah. You ask them to listen to the words of Allah, they could read the Quran cover to cover. What came into Uthman radiallahu anhu? That in two rakat namaz, Allahu Akbar, he completed the entire Quran. What came into Sayyidina Ali? That before he mounts onto the horse, he completes the Quran cover to cover. Sahaba had that link with Allah, that bond with that Allah, that muhabbat with Allah. Allah give us a fraction that was prevalent in the hearts of Sahaba. Ameen. What does the bird say? Allahu la ilaha illahu. There is no deity, no power, no ism other than Allah. Rabbul Arshil Adeem. And Allah is the one with the magnificent throne. The throne of Bilqis is nothing. The bite of Bilqis is nothing. The army of Bilqis is nothing. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah says, besides him, no one else knows the figure of his army. When Allah wants to destroy, Allah doesn't need tankers, Allah doesn't need weapons. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ وَالْجَرَادِ وَالْقُنَّلِ وَالْضَفَادِعِ وَالْدَّمِ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتِ Allah says, we destroyed the superpowers of that time in Bani Israel, like Fir'aun. وَالْقُنَّلِ وَالْضَفَادِعِ By the aid of lies that settles on the hair, via that Allah destroyed the superpowers of Fir'aun. Wherever they went, there was lies. In the food, there was lies. In the clothes, there was lies. On the table, they got so frustrated, they came to such a point. Ya Musa, du'lana rabbaka bima ahida indak. La in kashafta anna rizza, la nu'minanna laka wa la nursilanna ma'aka bani Israel. Oh Musa, tell your Allah, we are frustrated and we are fed up. Tell him to get rid of all these things that are coming. We'll do anything and everything if he removes this lies. Allah has that strength. Via lies, he can cripple the superpowers of this dunya. Take Allah on our side. Currently we are reading in the papers what is happening. One man by the name of Usama, when Iman comes into him, he can shake the superpowers of this dunya. Wallah, Clinton, or rather should I say, the adulterer has nothing. Allah is with those mu'min. Let us take Iman in our heart. If one man can shake the world, then if everyone will take Iman, and everyone will become like him, then what power has the world got before Iman? We haven't taken Allah on our side. It is the promise of Allah. سَنِلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ Allah says, when Iman will come in the hearts of the believers, then I will pour fear in the hearts of the kuffar. When Iman came, the man sitting on his kingdom is shivering there in another country, ruling over 52 states. Let us take Allah on our side. Wallah, this humbling of ourselves before the dunya and kneeling and prostrating and bowing before kuffar must come to an end. We must prostrate before Allah. Aray musalman, to Allah ke saamne jhuk ja. Khuda ki kasam, kisi ke saamne jhukna nahi padega. Tune Allah ke saamne nahi jhuka, isliye sari dunya ke saamne jhukna padta hai. We haven't prostrated before Allah. So today we are prostrating before every Tom, Dick and Harry. We are prostrating before everyone, our children, our neighbors. Anyone for that matter, let us rub our forehead before Allah, and Allah Pak will put our love in the hearts of humanity. So what does he say? Allah is the one with the magnificent throne. The throne of Bilqis is nothing. The power of Bilqis is nothing. The army of Bilqis is nothing. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, all right, Hudud, show us exactly where is the water now. Currently we need to make wudu now. The army wants to drink water. Salah has to be performed. Thereafter we will decide what has to be decided. This is with reference to Jalaleen. He showed exactly on which part of the land there was water. He used to knock it with his beak. And thereafter, Sulaiman alayhi salam used to command the jinnat. The jinnat started digging. The water gushed out. They drank water, performed wudu. Salat was performed. Thereafter, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam caused hudud. قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين We will see, O Hudud, have you spoken the truth or are you speaking a lie? Are you just making these excuses? Are you fabricating it so that I don't punish you? Or is this a reality or not? The Quran teaches us that if someone did something wrong, and he or she can present a valid excuse, then they should be excused. Likewise, if someone brings some information, Sulaiman alayhi salam did not accept it, I will inquire the matter, I will investigate the matter. Number three, the ulama have written, from this we understand that the anbiya alayhim salatu was salam are not alimul ghayb. They do not know the unseen. Allah had given him, Ajib Nukta, the mufassirin have written, Allah had given him the knowledge of nabuwwat. And Allah had given him the knowledge of Akhirat. He had so much knowledge. But what was happening in his neighborhood few kilometers away, when Allah did not reveal this to him, and Allah kept it away from him, then it was not revealed to him, and he needed this information from a makhluk which is much more inferior to him, and that is a bird. So a Nabi also has that amount of knowledge which Allah gives. The only being that knows everything in the past, the future, and the current is Allah. يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ Allah mentions what is happening in the skies and in the earth. This is only and only in the knowledge of Allah. In fact, Allah made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam clarify this in the Quran. قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ Tell them, O Nabi of Allah, I do not have the treasures of Allah. قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ And I do not know the unseen. So what does he say? Subhanallah, listen very attentively. This is the Quran and this is the beauty of the Quran. اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون. I am writing this letter. Take this letter of mine, O Hudud. اذهب بكتابي هذا, this particular letter of mine, فألقه إليهم, go and drop it in the lap of this woman. ثم تول عنهم. The Quran is teaching us etiquette and principle. After dropping the letter as a messenger, it will not be correct for you to stand there and see her reading. Stand one side. This is the exact advice that Sulaiman alayhi salam is giving to one Hudud. Allahu Akbar. We as parents, we have to teach our children everything. We are responsible. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, when he got married to Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, after her husband passed away, then she had one son, Amr bin Abi Salma. And this son also now came to the house of Nabi alayhi salam, because Nabi alayhi salam accepted her mother in his nikam. So when he used to eat, it comes in the hadith, he used to push his hand around the whole plate like a child. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam said, Sammillah wa kul mimma yaleek. Oh my son, take the name of Allah and eat from the food that is in front of you. Don't push your hand around the whole plate. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, Addabani rabbi fa ahsana ta'dili. Teach your children akhlaq. Regarding me, my Allah has taught me akhlaq and my Allah has taught me etiquette. So what does Sulaiman alayhi salam say? Take this letter, go and drop it in her lap, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, move one side, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and come back with the reply. I want to know what she has to say. Subhanallah, when Allah is with a person, then he fears nothing. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, Allah had given him such a kingdom that at that time the post was conveyed via the bird. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam also used to write letters, and the books of ahadith are filled with the letters of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam to the various kings. For example, the letter that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam sent to Najashi, who was the ruler of Habasha. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam mentions, he used to begin his letter, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, min Muhammad Rasulillah, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the messenger of Allah, ilan Najashi, to Najashi, Malikul Habasha, who is the king of Habasha. Thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, inni ad'uka ila Allah, I invite you towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa anta tabi'ani, and that you follow me, fatu'min bi, and you bring iman on me, wa billadhi ja'ani, and that what I brought with me. Fa inni rasulullah, for indeed I am the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I have slain one of my sahabi, that is Ja'far radiallahu anhu, wa ma'ahu nafarun min al-muslimin, and with him is a group of Muslims. So when my letter reaches you, then accept my message, and I will leave you over your kingdom and give my sahaba shelter. And Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says that I also bring iman on Isa alayhi salatu was salam, that he is the Nabi of Allah. When Najashi read this letter, he was thrilled and he was obsessed. He was taken aback by the might and the glory and the manner of presentation in this letter. So he accepts iman, and then he replies this letter of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam in the following words. It is written, he writes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, ila Muhammad Rasulillah, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minan Najashi, from Najashi, who is the king of Habasha. Salamun alayka ya Nabi Allah, may the peace of Allah descend upon you, O Nabi of Allah. La ilaha illa huwa alladhi hadani ila al-Islam. There is no deity but that Allah who has guided me through this deen via your noble teachings. فَقَدْ بَلَغَنِي كِتَابُكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فِي مَا ذَكَرْتَ مِنْ أَمْرِ عِيسَى. I received your letter and I have understood what your belief is regarding Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمْ مَا يَزِيدُ عَلَى مَا ذَكَرْتَ. Allah's Qasam, Isa alayhi salatu was salam also used to say the very same thing that you used to say, and my belief regarding Isa is the very same thing that you say. وَقَدْ عَرَفْنَا مَا بَعَثْتَ بِهِ إِلَيْنَا. I have accepted your message and I have accepted you as the Nabi of Allah. And if you want, I will come there to accept this iman, but I have accepted this iman. The Quran boasting about Najashi mentions, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. When the verses of Allah were recited before this person, tears started flowing from his eyes uncontrollably. And when he passed away, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was informed of his demise. in Madina Munawwara, ghaibana taur par, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam gathered his sahaba and he performed the janaza namaz of this person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam also used to write, and this was also a form of dawat to the king. In fact, one letter he sent to Ghaliban Kaisar of Kisra, when the letter came, they tore the letter into bits and pieces. When Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam was informed about this, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam cursed him and said, "Oh Allah, destroy his kingdom as he destroyed my letter." And then Nabi alayhi salam says, "Inna Rabbi qatala Kisra wa Kaisar, fala Kisra wa la Kaisar ba'd al-yawm." My Allah has destroyed the kingdom. From today till the day of Qiyamah, there will be no Kaisar and there will be no Kisra. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, from this we can understand and deduce, it looks like this was the practice of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, that they used to invite towards Allah via writing letters as well. What is written in this letter? What does the Quran tell us? Subhanallah. قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. Anyway, this letter is written by Sulaiman alayhi salam. The bird picks up this letter and flies direct to that point. Comes there, according to one tafsir as I read, and he comes, flaps his wings. She looks at that bird, he drops the letter falls into her lap. Very astonished, what is happening here? She opens this letter. What does she find to her utter amazement? Ya ayyuhal mala, received a very noble letter. What is it? Inna Sulaymana wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. It is from Sulaiman, the great king. Wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. What does he say? Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. Do not try and challenge me. Do not try and challenge me in any way. Wa'atuni muslimin. Leave your kingdom and your might and in the state of iman. With your army, come away immediately. Very short, very concise, filled with meaning. He praised Allah, introduced himself, got the message across and made her understand that leave all your pride and your takabbur. In simple words, he said, Allah ta'alu alayya, what I heard from my ustad, mere saame masti mat kar. Don't try and challenge me and don't try and compete me. You think you own a lot of this dunya, you are the king of this dunya and you have abundance of this dunya. Remember, I have the help of Allah. He who has Allah with him, even if he is one, he is in majority. And he who has the whole dunya with him, but if he lacks Allah, wallah, he is in minority. I have Allah with me. Allah ta'alu alayya. Do not interfere with me. Do not try to challenge me. Wa'atuni muslimin. Bring iman and come away immediately. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes to the River Nile, in kunta tajri min qiblik fala tajri. If you are flowing on your own will and accord, then do not flow. It was the practice of those people that on an annual basis, they used to slaughter one young girl and then they used to drop her into the water, pleasing her parents, and then only would the River Nile flow. This was the plans of the shaitan. And of course it was istidraj. When Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu conquered this place and he was informed about this evil practice, then he abandoned it completely and he said that this will not happen in Islam. He wrote to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar sends the letter from there, Allahu Akbar. When the Muslims became Allah, then wallah, everything became theirs. Yabna Adam khalaqtuka li'ibadati. Oh insan, I have created you for my worship. Wa khalaqtu al-ashya'a li'ajlik. And I have created everything in this dunya to assist you to get to this object, that is to recognize me. Let not these in-between things make you unmindful of your object and make you forget your Allah. This health that I have given you so that you can make this ibadat. This wealth that I have given you so that you can spend. These eyes that I have given you so that you can make tilawat. This tongue that I have given you so that you can hymn the glory of Allah. These things that I have been given you is there to assist you in fulfilling your object. Let not these things become the original thing. The car I have given you so that it can take you to the masjid. Let not this car bring pride into you. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes to visit Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha wore a new garment. After wearing the garment, as it is the nature of woman, she turns around and she's looking at her clothes. As she's taking every step, she's seen how does she look. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sees this. Ma tandurina ya Aisha fa wallahi. Oh Aisha, what are you looking at? Fa inna Allah laysa binadirin ilayk. I don't know what you are looking at, but let me tell you this much, Allah is not looking at you. Mimma daka, why oh my father Abu Bakr? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, Ama ta'alamina anna al-abda idha dakalahu al-ujbu bi zinati al-dunya maqatahu rabbuhu hatta yufariqa tilka al-zina. Don't you know when pride comes into a person on any material thing, then Allah announces his displeasure and Allah disassociates himself with whoever that person is. Maqatahu rabbuhu hatta yufariqa tilka al-zina, until he doesn't convert that pride into simplicity.